You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
This is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. Do we have a show for you today? We have a studio full of people today, too. That's right. If you don't know, if the first time you ever listened to our show, this show is catered to the visually impaired, the blind community, but we love the sighted people listening to our show. So if you're sighted, don't go away, because we got a lot more coming up, and we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind folks like myself. That's right. We have a lot more coming up.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, let's introduce the folks in the studio today. First, I have to introduce Lynn Golder.
You forgot my name already?
I didn't forget it. I didn't draw a blank that fast.
Yeah, right.
I can never forget you, baby.
Yeah.
Lynn Golder to
Hi,
my right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the June 4th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and thanks for joining us this evening.
And to my left, we have a beautiful young lady. Her name is Sharon McDonald.
Hey.
Sharon, you there?
I think maybe you should get a little closer, Sharon.
A little closer, Sharon. Couldn't hear you.
Hi, everybody. This
All
is
right.
Sharon.
That's Sharon.
It's a pleasure being here.
And to her left is a young man from all the way from, where are you all the way from?
Houston, Texas.
Houston,
originally.
Texas. That's right.
By currently
living in Ocoee.
Yep.
Right. His name is, well, now you got me confused because I know you now as Todd, but now you say your name is Ramon. So now I'm really confused. So well, what is your real name?
My name is Ramon Todd. I go by Todd.
Ah,
Todd.
Lovely.
Okay.
Well, now that we're talking about names, let me introduce them
formally. Wait, I'm not finished introducing the people.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got Chris.
I have to introduce Chris behind the scenes, Chris Shaw.
You already know how you do it.
Hi, Chris.
And then in the background, we have a young man by the name of Glenn. Glenn, are you out there all the way from Philadelphia? Glenn.
And Nancy's back there, too.
And Nancy from Long Island. She's out there, too.
Is that where she's from?
Yeah, Long Island.
Okay.
Okay, we got you covered.
Okay.
Okay, Lynn?
Well, let me tell everybody, please, more formally here. Sharon McDonald is the Employment Services Supervisor, and she's in charge of the Lighthouse Central Florida Vocational Rehab Program. And Todd LaFlame is a former Lighthouse Vocational Rehab graduate. And he's now employed, and correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, he's now employed as a customer service professional at Lighthouse Central Florida.
That's
in
correct.
Orlando.
So he went from unemployed
That's right.
to employed.
We'll talk about that later.
He went from a U to an E, unemployed to employed.
Yeah.
How's that sound? That good?
Yeah.
Better to have E than U, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds better that way. Because I think with E becomes some money. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You get no money.
Yep.
Right? So it's better to have an E in front of it, right?
Exactly.
Right. That's for folks who want to work.
Yep.
Most people don't. There's a lot of people I know talk to. They really don't want to work.
Yep.
They'd rather, let's just say, hang around, do nothing. This is the problem. It's called positive thinking. They have to be positive rather than negative.
Exactly.
And later on, we're going to be talking about this. Okay? So for those folks who want
to
listen about being positive and what's going on here in Orlando, and I hope you listen to the show. We've got a lot of things going on today's show. So, Lynn?
Yes, Michael.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, now Sharon, I can't say I love you because you just said I love you to my wife.
That's okay.
Is that okay with you?
You can love me in another way, too.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Sorry if I tell that little story, this little thing that happened today. It was kind of funny.
I didn't think it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
I know you laughed.
So Michael was helping me, everybody. I was doing some last-minute things with the show and household chores. So Michael volunteered to vacuum.
Well, you asked me, would you like to do something to help me on the house? And I said, yeah, I'll help you. Yeah. What do you want me to do?
So within 5 minutes, he's sitting down in front of me at the dining room table eating Cheez-Its. So I said, wait a minute, what are you doing? I thought you were supposed to be vacuuming. He said, I'm taking a break. He didn't even start. He was taking a break.
So I had to take a break before I started. Isn't that good?
Anyway, I thought that was funny.
She thought that was funny. So
yeah.
So when are you going to start
Michael,
to work?
That's the real Michael.
Okay. So Sharon.
Yes, Michael.
Why don't you tell us a little about Lighthouse?
Sharon looks very snazzy today.
Can you tell us anything about Lighthouse?
Yeah, Lighthouse Central Florida. Has been in operation for just over 40 years.
1976.
Yeah.
Wow.
We provide rehabilitation services for individuals living in the Tri-County area, which is Orange, Osceola, and Seminole, who are blind or visually impaired.
How long have you been there?
I started out with Lighthouse Works in March of 2011, when I was employed. No, I started out as a client myself, going through the Voc Rehab program. Then I was employed in the call center as a customer service professional, was promoted to trainer and supervisor, and now I am the employment services
supervisor.
Wait a minute,
so you were an U too? You were U and then became an E, just like him.
Yeah, at some point I was a U.
You were a U and now you're an E.
Yes,
okay.
That's funny. That's
so you've been, how long have you, when you started as a client, right?
Yes.
And you knew nothing about how it'd be
how
an E.
How did you find out about Lighthouse?
You started as a client, right?
Okay, so when I moved here to Orlando from New York, a friend of mine who was also a prior client of Lighthouse Central Florida, her name is Paulette Williams. We grew up together in Jamaica. She told me about Lighthouse and the services. And so I applied to the Division of Blind Services, and they referred me over to Lighthouse.
Okay, right there. Stop right there for 1 second, okay? Because I want to tell some of the folks, okay, about what you're saying. Because the Lighthouse, what is the Lighthouse? People who are just turning the radio for the first time, and they might have a relative who's visually impaired or blind. They don't know what to do with this young man or whatever age it is. You could be a person like myself, a senior citizen who went to the Lighthouse. So tell them about Lighthouse. Why you go to Lighthouse in the first place?
So if you're blind or visually impaired, Lighthouse is a not-for-profit agency that operates here in the Tri-County region. We work with babies who are blind in the early intervention program. Then we have the school age program that goes works with kids from 5 through 14, or 13 rather. Then we have the transition program, which is for teenagers, and that is for kids 14 or youngsters. You know, I'm sure they hate to be called kids. Youngsters between the ages of 14 and 22 if they're still in the school system. Then we have the Voc Rehab program, or the adult program that works with individuals 18 and older. Then we have the blind program that goes from older blind program that goes from age 55 through to when you take your celestial discharge.
You see, folks, for those people who are listening to this radio show out of Orlando, Orlando is blessed to have a place like Lighthouse.
Michael, I want to add, sorry for cutting in that.
Absolutely.
The services that are offered at Lighthouse Central Florida are free to our clients. There's no charge to our clients. We are funded either through our contracts, through fundraising, or through, you know, donors, community-based donors. So,
would you go over that again? Because a lot of people, I think they don't understand. When you go to Lighthouse, that means you go there, they don't charge you anything. The money comes from the state. Is that right?
It comes from the state. It comes from fundraising.
Right.
It comes from donor programs and
fundraising.
And grants.
That's
right.
So, but the people who go there, they don't have to pay.
No. There's no cost
to the
actual clients,
so if you
or
have
their families.
If you have visual problems, This is the place to go, right? This is the
place to go. If you have any visual problem that makes carrying out your daily living not so easy, and you are diagnosed with a disease that negatively impacts your vision in both eyes, then Lighthouse is definitely the place you want to come, where we can teach you how to live your life independently. We have classes where we teach clients to use the computer, whether through a screen reading program.
Sharon, go on a break. Don't go away. Go on a break. Stay right there. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up.
Average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. That's 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. That's 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407.
407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, listen carefully. The phone number to call in, that's you, talking to you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in. Be positive. Maybe you want to ask Sharon some questions. Or in a few minutes, Todd will be talking. You're going to ask some Todd some questions. So call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Now we'll go back to Sharon. You still there, Sharon? Did you leave town?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, good. So let's talk a little more about Lighthouse, because Lighthouse is, well, we're blessed in Orlando to have them with us, because a lot of people around the country, they don't have a Lighthouse. They don't have an organization like that. And I would suggest that you talk a lot more about Lighthouse, because people don't know about Lighthouse. They, when you say Lighthouse, you have to tell them again what Lighthouse does. We just mentioned a minute ago that Lighthouse doesn't cost anyone. If you're blind or visually impaired and you want to go there, it's free. Right? You don't have to pay, right, Sharon?
At least to the clients.
Yeah. No, I'm talking to the clients. They don't
yes,
have to pay.
They don't have to pay.
Right, right. So anyone has no reason not to go and call up the Lighthouse. There's no reason not to call up, because if you're visually impaired and you're worried about how to learn how to use a cane, and then they're going to say, well, I'm afraid to use the cane because I'm blind. I don't want people to know I'm blind. That's ridiculous. So let's talk more about what you do, Sharon.
So just before I talk about what I do, Michael, I wanted to add that a lot of the clients who come to us at Lighthouse Central Florida, initially when they come in for services, maybe they are newly blind. They are not ready to accept all of the training we have to offer. And many others come through, they're trained, go back home, don't practice those skills. I just want to put it out there that if you've been through the training before and you find that either you have less vision at this point, or you did not practice the skills and you're having problems at home, you are welcome to come back through the training. We understand that not everybody is fully accepting of the vision loss, and so might not have, you know, fully grasped all the skills that we taught when they came through the first time around. And so we welcome return clients, because we understand that life happens. So if you've been through and you feel like you need additional training, please feel free to call us at Lighthouse at 407-898-2483.
Say the phone number again.
407-898-2483. We'd be happy to welcome you back through the program. Also, well, a little about what I do. As the employment services supervisor, I instruct the job readiness trainings that we do at Lighthouse. And currently, we do employment foundations, and that is a training that is administered along with independent living skills training. And our clients who are newly blind and interested in going back to work or going on to college participate in this training, where we examine barriers to employment. What are the barriers that they are currently facing or that they perceive that they might face when they get ready to rejoin the workforce? We also examine the benefits of work, how going back to work will impact Social Security benefits. Then we talk about identifying appropriate vocational training or vocational options that match personality, stuff like that. And the push is to get clients to think about life careers, careers that will improve their income, careers that they will feel fulfilled in participating in. So we have sessions where that type of research is done. We also do financial training in employment foundations because unfortunately, blindness impacts more than our eyes. It impacts our ability to earn an income, especially in the initial stages.
You know why? Because of the mind. Because if their minds were positive, right, they would act differently. So, most of the people who have negative mindsets, right?
Unfortunately also, Michael, adjusting to a loss, be it the death of a loved one or, you know, the loss of one of our senses, it takes some time to accept. And sometimes, no matter how positive you are, because it's a new experience and because of the fear that comes with the new experience, it takes some adjusting. And while individuals are going through that initial adjustment process,
it's a grieving period.
Yes, it's a grieving period. They might not be open to you know, picking up the pieces of life and carrying on. But as they adjust and they realize that this situation is not going anywhere and I'll have to live despite of blindness or vision loss, then yeah, some people remain negative because that's just who they are. But many individuals are ready to start looking at options of how I can best live with this condition and how can I be successful as an individual.
You know, when I was sighted, I admit I did not know a blind person. Now that I'm blind, I know many, many blind folks, but also I have many friends, very, very good close friends that are blind. And one of the things is when you go to Lighthouse, not only do you learn many things, but you become friends. Everybody leave that out. That's very important because now you're meeting other blind people and you can communicate.
It's a support system.
And a support system with knowing other visually impaired people, mm-hmm. right?
Won't yes, it is. And when you see other individuals who are visually impaired going on with their lives, most of our instructors at Lighthouse Central Florida, especially in the adult programs, are themselves blind or visually impaired. Recently, I had a client who came in who said he was sorry for himself for, you know, some over a year, and he would not leave the house. He participated little in activities. Then he came for assessment at Lighthouse, and when he saw that the access technology, who is the computer instructor, was totally blind and was doing the job, and then he met the independent living skills instructor, who was also totally blind, he said he sat in the lobby and said, oh my God, I won't get the poor little old me award anymore because here are people with less sight than myself doing, carrying on with their lives and doing their work. So that too becomes an inspiration to our clients who come through. They are able to interact with professionals who are blind or visually impaired, who have the tools to carry out their jobs competently. And that motivates them to think, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Sharon.
We have a caller that has a question.
We have a caller?
Okay,
then we want to talk to Todd.
Right.
Okay, so we have a caller who's on the line right now.
Okay, we have Robert calling in from Valley Forge, PA.
Robert calling in from Valley Forge, PA. He wants to ask a question. Who do you want to ask a question?
Welcome, Robert. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. I had a quick question for you first.
Take your time.
Were you ever able to make contact with the person that knew anything about converting Braille to text?
Are you talking to Sharon?
No, this first question is for Lynn.
No, I looked it up. No, I looked it up. I couldn't. You're talking about PC World?
Yes.
Yeah, I looked it up and I was not able to, and I was going to ask somebody else for you. I wasn't able to. Yeah.
When I still had sight, I was doing, for my own personal use, computer programming in different languages. Now that I'm blind, and everything seems to be Android this and Android that, I'd love to be able to learn to program. I guess that's Java. But I haven't had any luck finding any pointers as to where to go to find out how to program in Java so I could be writing my own programs for my phone or my tablet.
So your question, hello? Your question for
can your guest,
okay, Sharon,
does she have any information how a blind person can learn to program so they can write software for phones and tablets?
Well, Sharon, okay. Are you a computer person, Sharon?
Mike Fox, that works at Lighthouse.
We have
Mike Fox.
He's a software developer that works at Lighthouse.
We can hook him up with Mike.
And the thing is, we also have other individuals who are blind and visually impaired who work in programming. They either go to their local universities where they pursue a degree, or they do the certifications that are available for Microsoft certifications. But I don't think that's what you're thinking about.
No, but let me just explain this.
You're thinking about a broader program.
Sorry, let me interrupt for a minute. Robert, here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Here's my
suggestion,
Michael.
Lighthouse
has mentioned me more than once that if you call the Lighthouse, okay?
Yeah, they're more than happy to help.
And they will be more than happy to tell you where you, or try to help you, where you can go in your area that they can help you. Like Lighthouse helps people in Orlando, where they can help you, where you live, in Valley Forge or Philadelphia, wherever it may be. And they would try to help you where to go and whatever your question is. But who should he call in Lighthouse?
Mike Fox.
Fox, is he the person
or
to speak
Judy?
To?
Or Judy doesn't program.
Or if he calls Lighthouse, know that he has asked the question, I could research it and he could call me.
Okay.
And
can you give me the number for Lighthouse?
You ready?
Yes, Lighthouse is 407-898-2483.
So repeat it, 407.
He's probably recording it. We have to say it slowly.
407-898-2483, extension 246.
All right.
Extension 246.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. Now,
I don't know if I'm
ever going to be a programmer as a job, but I enjoy doing it. Like other people like doing crossword puzzles and the like. I like doing programming. And it'll help me fill up my time and keep my brain sharp, hopefully.
Robert, have you been trained how to use the computer since you became blind?
I went blind in 95, and I'm going to tell you honest to God truth. When I went blind, I went into severe depression, and I was close to considering suicide. I turned on the radio one day, and on a local Philadelphia radio station, there was a computer show, and they had a man from Hinter Joyce talking about Jaws, and that turned my life around. The minute I heard about Jaws, being able to use my computer again just made me so happy, and it gave me a positive attitude. But I've taken no formal training. I'm self-taught.
Okay.
Let me just say this to you.
He needs to find
Robert,
out who's...
Robert, and all the other folks listening to this radio show, if you don't remember the phone number to the Lighthouse, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and it's all there. The phone numbers are there. If you have any questions, and if you don't remember the phone number, it's there. You can go to your computers and pull it up on our website.
Michael, that Montgomery County, is that near Valley Forge?
Yes.
Okay. Well, on our website, I believe we have the Montgomery County Association for the Blind on there. If not, Robert, I can look up for you.
I didn't have any luck with them. They directed me to a school out west.
Oh.
And they said we don't teach programming.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Well,
but it has
call
to be
Lighthouse.
Possible.
Maybe they can help you. And then
yeah, it has to be possible.
Okay. You know what, Robert? I think our software developer, a lot of his skills are self-taught also.
Yeah.
He has a degree in education, and he did a lot of the software development initially to enhance his offerings in his classroom. And I'm sure he'd be happy to speak with you. That's Mike Fox at Lighthouse.
That's what
Lighthouse
I said in the beginning, Mike Fox.
Yes, I will make that call tomorrow morning.
We have to go, Robert.
Thanks for calling in, Robert. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now we have
a first-time caller calling in, Michael. Keisha from Orlando would like to say hello.
Okay. Hi, Keisha. Keisha from Orlando.
How are you?
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
How did you find out about our show, Keisha?
Actually, some friends of the family. My daughter was born with Leber's congenital amaurosis.
I know who you are. Okay, and you're a graduate of Lighthouse, correct?
I'm not myself.
Well, not you,
My daughter is one, and so we've just started our journey with Lighthouse, so to speak, at this point. And so, we have some friends that are of the family that are already blind who are either blind since birth or have went blind, later in life. And so they kind of turned us on to the radio program and all of that. And then, of course, we've been involved with Lighthouse for about a year now. And so we're just getting acclimated to the culture, so to speak.
I understand.
It is a new culture, isn't it?
Before you go, hang up. Chris, make sure you take down her name and address so we can send her a Blind and Beyond bracelet.
Can you tell us, Keisha, briefly about your experience at Lighthouse with your child?
So far, it's been really good. I mean, obviously, for my husband and I, not having any other blind individuals in either of our families, it kind of came as a surprise to us when our daughter was diagnosed with a congenital blindness. And so, that became just kind of an overwhelming thing to try and process. And she was so little at the time, probably about 4 months old. And so we were thankful that the doctors that she had been seeing kind of gave us, the right steps for early intervention. And we've been receiving weekly therapy sessions for our daughter for quite some time now. We're tremendously thankful for that because she's able to do so many of things that a normal sighted child would be able to do, and some of the things we never necessarily thought she would be able to do because we just weren't sure what the limitations of her vision would be like. And as far as that goes, she's developing and right on track with just any other normal functioning child that has all of their senses. And so we're very thankful
that
they've been able to help us with that. She's about to start walking any day now and all of that. And so, training will continue and, we'll be getting a cane shortly and all of that fun stuff. And so I don't know where we would be without them. That's for sure. Cause it's definitely
a new
experience for us.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I
appreciate it so much.
Thank you for sharing that, Keisha.
Chris, take down her name and address. We'll send her a very nice bracelet for Blind and Beyond Radio.
That's very
show.
Nice. Your
thank
praise
you for
Lighthouse.
In.
Thank you so much.
Let's go
wonderful.
Now to.
Thank you. Have
welcome.
A good day.
Let's go now to talk to about.
Did you want to get a trivia in real fast?
All right, we'll do trivia first?
Yeah, and then we're going to break. So
okay,
then
and then we'll go
talk to Todd.
Todd, okay. All right, trivia time. The boss said trivia time.
Well, otherwise I'll never hear the end of it if we don't get
trivia
it.
Time, 407-894-1680. Right. 407-894-1680.
And it's about
this
Todd.
Is a big song. Let's see if anybody knows who is singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Todd looks like he knows it. Don't give it away, Todd.
Then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy.
Okay, now that was a top 10 song. That song has been in movies and everybody else. Okay. Everybody should know who's singing that song. 407-894-1680.
They better call fast.
Better
we have 1 minute
fast.
To break.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to talk to Todd now.
Yeah, I guess. You got 1 minute. Oh, we have a call already?
We have a caller? Okay.
Let's do that. They go to break and then we talk to
who's
Todd.
Who's on the line?
It's KJ. I was just calling to say hello to Todd and Sharon.
Hello,
oh, okay.
KJ.
Well, she came in anyway. She
hey,
just won
KJ.
This right. Okay, so it's KJ from Orlando. Mm-hmm. She wants to say hello.
So glad you guys are on here.
Hello.
Hey, Kay. How are you?
Great.
Nice to know that you're out there listening. Kelly is one of the counselors at
we
the
know
Division
Kelly.
Of Blind yeah. Services.
That's my counselor.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, we know Kelly. Kelly yeah. And Kelly always gets the songs from the yep. the recent songs because yeah. she's younger. She's one of our younger audience, right, Kelly?
That's right. Yeah.
And you know what? There's a secret about Kelly. She really set high standards for her clients. Mm-hmm. There are times when people don't believe enough in the capabilities of the individuals who are blind and visually impaired. But I know Kelly, she sets a high bar.
There you go.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Break.
Thank you. We're
going
to break. KJ. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host,
Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're only going to wait one more minute. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. We're giving you on the last one. And I'm telling you right now, even Todd said he's surprised that the phones aren't ringing off the hook because he knew it right away. And I'm surprised most of you don't know. Anybody who knows music should be ashamed of themselves don't know this song, because they even made a movie about Peggy. Okay, Todd's going to give the answer. For those who don't know it,
right,
you missed out. Todd, you give the answer.
This is Todd LaFlame.
Todd.
That's Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. You should be ashamed. Buddy Holly. That's right. Todd,
that movie
right
was
away.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
That's right. That was the theme. Peggy Sue Got Married. But I'm saying that's been on a lot. And Buddy Holly is
famous.
Oh, now
he got a call. You said too soon.
I'm sorry. Waited too long.
Yeah.
Doing the commercial
and
everything
else.
You said
1 minute. That wasn't a minute.
Michael, they were busy tapping their dancing feet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, Todd.
Yes.
Well, if anybody's calling in, we'll be happy to talk to them anyway, though. Mm-hmm. We'll be happy to say hello and say, should have called next time faster. Todd?
Yes.
Let's hear your story. Why don't you, Sharon, interview him. Let's see what he got to say. Let's interview this young man and see what he's got to say.
Yeah, come on, Sharon.
Since he went from a U to an E. He went from a U to an E.
Okay, Todd. So,
would
you like to share with our listening public how you started your journey with Lighthouse?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I started with Lighthouse. I had been, this actually goes back a few years ago. I had a friend who came to myself and said, I'm going to take you to Dining in the Dark. And it's a place where you can experience having dinner in total darkness and help raise some money for the local food bank. And this is also run by Lighthouse Central Florida. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a Lighthouse in Florida. I didn't realize that because I'm originally from Houston and I know Lighthouse in Houston. And so I went there.
Excuse me, Todd, can you talk maybe a little bit closer to the mic?
Oh,
okay. Because Chris is saying it's hard to hear you. There
oh, okay,
go.
Sorry.
Okay.
So I went to the Dining in the Dark experience and really enjoyed it. And then decided after a couple of years, I've been on disability for about 18, 19 years. And didn't think that I would be able to go back to work. I used to be a cook.
No kid, a cook.
Yep. With the name like LaFlame, you got to be a cook.
There you go. That's cute.
Can you cook good?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
And
that'll be another segment.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And so I decided that it was time to go back to work and that, you know, I could do this. And since I knew Lighthouse Central Florida was there, I'd heard about the call center program. And I was like, that's something I really want to do. I'm interested in that. And I like dealing with customers and customer service, taking care of people. And so I called Lighthouse Central Florida and actually got a hold of Sharon and shared some of my story with her and said, you know, I want to be part of this and what do I need to do? And she said, well, for the vocational rehab part, you have to be a client with Division of Blind Services. So call them and set that up and then we'll get you in here. And so I called DBS and
did it take a long time?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to bring it up, but a long time.
I'm sure it did.
It did, but mm-hmm. only because I had been a client of theirs when I lived in Lake County. Mm-hmm. And so they had to transfer me from Lake County to Orange County mm-hmm. since I had moved. And for some reason their computer had this glitch and it just wouldn't work and they had to call Tallahassee and it took like 2 months.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, 2 months. Yeah.
I had a lady there that worked really hard to get it all done for me and I really thank her for everything she did. And so then I got in and I got KJ, who was just here on the phone, mm-hmm. Got her as my counselor and went through all of the steps. You know, I just kind of, like they say, working the steps. I worked my steps and I went and I got my personality profile done and I went and, you know, made sure that I knew mobility and I went through computer training classes just to make sure that I knew how to do everything that I was going to need to do for possibly working in a customer call center. And those classes were at Lighthouse. So I went through those classes and got all that done, all free of charge. Mm-hmm. And then Sharon was ready to start the next vocational rehabilitation class and job readiness. And I went in there and we had myself and I think four or five other students in that class. And it was a great time. We met every day for
how many weeks?
It was about 3 or 4.
It was 3 weeks.
Oh, that's not a long time at all. Wow.
No, it wasn't a long time at all.
Who was your teacher?
Sharon.
No.
So that's why it didn't
Sharon.
You had the best, right?
Yeah, I did.
Actual program he participated in was our job readiness. It's called the job readiness program. It lasts for 3 weeks. Tell them a little about the curriculum, Todd.
A little.
It's called job readiness?
Yes,
job readiness.
Job readiness. Yeah.
We did things we learned about, like job interviewing skills and how to comport yourself on a job interview and, you know, the way that you should dress and how you should talk.
You don't walk in with shorts and sneakers.
Right, exactly.
And you don't say, how much am I getting paid before you even start, right?
Yeah, before
what's
you even
my
start.
Vacation?
How much am I being paid right now?
Yeah, what's when, my vacation, when, my pay?
When's my next raise?
Right.
You know, you don't
now, if you
want
to be sure never to get a job, just ask, what's my pay and when do I leave for vacation? How long do I get for lunch?
Exactly.
Right? Then you be sure you'll never get the job.
And so I went through that class, and those were some of the things we went over. We talked a lot about different skill levels that we were going to need for our different jobs, because not everybody in there wanted to be in the customer service program. Other people are looking to do other kinds of jobs. And so we were all kind of sharing our experiences and learning from each other, not just from Sharon.
I mean, so does Lighthouse need people for jobs? Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
So Lighthouse is looking for work, people for jobs, right?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I've been told that I could say this. We just recently signed a new contract in the call center, and in the next month or so, we're going to be adding 10 new full-time positions.
So what you're saying is, if anybody who's unemployed with a U, unemployed in Orlando, and they're visually impaired, right?
Right.
And they don't have a job, it's really their fault that they don't have a job, because if they could call up Lighthouse, right? Is that right, Sharon? And then Lighthouse could teach them what they have to do, teach them about computers or whatever it may be. Then they eventually have a job. Eventually can have a job, right?
So at Lighthouse, we're both looking for clients, because unfortunately we have a voc rehab contract with Division of Blind Services to serve at least 164 individuals who are blind and visually impaired each year. And it's difficult. In Central Florida, statistics say that there are like 50,000 individuals who are blind or visually impaired.
It's higher
than that.
It's 70,000, 75,000.
Okay, it's at
78,000.
I'm not counting Orlando.
No, Lake County.
Plus not counting Lake County, just in Orlando.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Just anyway. In Osceola, Seminole, and Orange. And unfortunately, many times we fall short of this 164 individuals.
That's terrible.
And we're
really
thinking, it's a shame that so many people are sitting at home. It's
what?
You know, when we have a society where we have people who are of working age, who have skill sets that can contribute to the development of our country, and because of fear or perceived negative, you know, situations, they are sitting at home becoming more and more frustrated.
You know what they say? You know what they say, Sharon? You know what they say, Sharon? I'm blind. I can't work. I'm blind. I can't get out of my house. So, and my answer to those folks, you're listening to Todd, you're listening to Sharon, and listen to myself, okay? I'm blind. I have a job. Okay? Sharon, you get around?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
You're
blind.
Take the city bus.
You take
I
the
take
bus.
Access links. Right. I use Uber. So I have many options for transportation.
Don't you have kids?
Yeah, I have 3 children.
There you go. So here's a woman, blind, 3 kids, a job. So those folks are just sitting on your rear end, right? Not doing too much.
Michael,
it's your fault.
If I could say, I've thought about this a lot. And I thought one of the most feared disabilities in the world is blindness. Because so much of life, you know, we have built it around our sight. And so when people start losing their sight, they start thinking, oh my God, how am I going to do that? I can't cook because I need my sight. I can't drive. I won't be able to drive anymore. And that is one of the main causes of depression.
It
you
is.
Know, the inability to drive and get independently from one place to another. And also, if you come from a world where you thought that people who are visually impaired cannot function independently, and now you have joined that body of people, you're not going to automatically change that mindset. As you said, Michael, earlier when we were having a discussion, before you became blind, you did not know many individuals.
I didn't know any blind person. Right? I didn't know a blind person.
So you didn't know that despite blindness, people could use the computer,
no,
they could
cook,
they could
know.
Do things independently.
All of us didn't know.
And it's the same for many people sitting at home. They don't know. And because they don't know, they make decisions based on that lack of knowledge.
The time.
Yep.
So how do you feel about working now? Do you feel good?
I love it.
You love it.
I got through with the program, and it's really funny. We were in class one day, and we were learning how to do cold calls. And one of the clients wanted to get a job with a certain company, and so they called, and or they wanted to find out about the job, but they were afraid to call. So Sharon said, Todd, you call, and we'll listen. The whole class will listen to you, talk to the person, and your phone skills, and we'll see how to do a cold call. I said, okay, sure, I'll do it. So I called, talked to this gentleman, and he said, okay, at the end of the phone call, come in next week for an interview, and we'll see if we'll hire you or not. And I was like, okay, and hung up the phone, and I was like, well, I didn't really want a job with that particular company, but all right, I'll go. You know, what the heck? You know, any job will do at this point. And so I went on that job interview, mm-hmm. and the class was supposed to go to tour Lighthouse Works on Monday, and it had gotten switched around. And we ended up not going until Thursday of that week, or Wednesday, actually, I think it was. So I had gone on this interview with the other job. They offered me a position, and I went ahead and I accepted it. And the pay was good. I was happy with what they were offering me. But I really knew that in my heart, I wanted to work for Lighthouse because
wow.
I like what Lighthouse
what
does.
What a testimonial, my goodness.
You know, and so we go on the tour at Lighthouse, and we sit down in the boardroom, and there's all the bosses there, bigwigs, as I like to call them.
Upper echelon.
Yes, and so everybody's introducing themselves. And so I was sitting there, and it came to be my turn, and I'm like, I'm Todd LaFlame, and I just accepted a job with so-and-so, but I really want to work here, so if you want me to work here with you, then you need to make this happen today. Figure out a way to have this happen. They literally called me the next day, come in for an interview. If the interview goes well, then, you know, we'll make you an offer. And I said, okay. So they set up the interview. They said, we'll have you come in on Monday morning. My friend who drove me here tonight, she was driving me that day, and she said, I can't take you on Monday morning, but I can take you today if they'll see you. And so I called back, yes, we can see you this afternoon.
Wow.
I go in for the interview. They made me an offer. I accepted it. And now working at Lighthouse. Called the
wow.
other company, said, sorry, this is where I really wanted to work.
And Todd, that's a good segue to the next hour when we're going to be talking about self-advocacy.
Right.
You really spoke up.
And the next hour we're going to be talking about positive
fantastic.
Thinking and
yeah.
not negative thinking.
Yeah,
we're going to talk a lot of different things.
In
it's
minute,
an open
so.
Forum, the second hour. So for those mm-hmm. folks who want to call in the second hour, we're going to have a
cool.
big
Let's
discussion.
Give the number, Michael.
Yeah, well, the phone number is 407-894-1680. Get ready for a second hour of boxing match
Call
with the
in.
Brains, because we're going to be talking about all you folks out there who fall through the cracks and many other things, what you do. But let's put it this way. My father, I was born in Boston. My father got a job when I was three. You know what happened? He got a job in Philadelphia. We had to move from Boston to Philadelphia.
I was just going to say, people need to move
because
here.
The point is, we got a job. So the old story is, when you're sighted, you go get a job wherever you got to go to get a job. And as far as I'm concerned, it works the same way when you're blind. If you are blind and you want to get a job at Lighthouse in Florida, then my answer is, come on down, because you don't have to be in the snow. Be in the nice warm weather.
That's true.
Here it is in Florida. And the point is, If you're low vision and blind, come on down. We're going to break.
We
talk
are.
To you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Stay tuned for the second hour. We got a lot more coming up.